Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gold at 4P.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
This property feature is brought to you by Builders for the widest range of all things home improvement. Get to Builders. Get it done.
It's my house.
It's my house on Kaya Biz.
Yep, it's time to talk all things to do with property. And for many of us, especially residential property, it's one of the biggest assets that we'll acquire, biggest items that we'll actually spend on in our lifetime. And it's crucial that we fully understand some of the influencing factors that speak to this. Our conversation this evening is actually centered around upscaling, downscaling, or semigrating, and identifying times, the signs that it's time for you to move. And this really does come on the back of the context and construct of the recent changes that we've seen in interest rates, which have a lot of South Africans asking questions as to whether they should still be purchasing property, especially given the sharp increases we've seen in interest rates. Now, the interest rates are not abnormal, if I can put it that way. They're just returning to pre-pandemic levels. However, at a much quicker pace, hence the impact on the affordability of many South Africans. To tell us more, though, we join on the line by Grant Smee, MD of Only Realty Property Group. He joins us on the line this evening. Grant, great to have you, and thank you so much for your time.
Evening, thanks for having me.
Fantastic. I think first things first, Grant, let's take a look at the current environment when it comes to residential property activity in South Africa, especially in light of the change in interest rates.
Yes, we still seeing quite an active market considering the change in interest rates, and surprisingly so. Extremely resilient, and particularly in the areas that have benefited over the last 2 years from semigration. So we are talking the coastal regions or outlying areas from the traditional commercial zones outside Pretoria and Joburg. So we are still seeing quite a lot of activity, although that is clearly slowing.
Yeah, and I think that's some of the concerns that South Africans do share, right? But I'm also intrigued to understand how these particular themes and trends have changed in the last 2 to 3 years, specifically when it comes to upgrades to properties that did take place. What have we witnessed since 2020 to where we are now?
Well, I mean, maybe pre-2020, we saw a lot of sort of downscaling because of the costs of owning a home. So the cost of lease, the cost of rates and taxes, and the cost of maintenance. So we saw a lot of downscaling. That trend was reversed post the pandemic and particularly lockdown because of a few reasons. People realized being stuck at home, they were in far smaller spaces. And then the work from home and the change to work from home, where people were working from home far more or looking to run business from home, they're looking for more space. We started seeing a lot more upscaling and buying of larger properties. And interestingly, 2020-2021, we saw a lot more demand in the freestanding homes versus sectional title, which had been the trend pre-pandemic. And then obviously the semigration, sort of the ongoing semigration, which was happening pre-COVID and pre-lockdown, but it certainly accelerated due to lifestyle choices and there's a few other reasons, but mainly lifestyle choices and living outside of the commercial zones for convenience.
I'm also intrigued to understand, of course, we did see that big trend shift, and a part of it was influenced by working from home. Is that still a theme and a trend that's likely to persist in the short to medium term? I guess, again, depending on availability, affordability?
Yeah, it's very interesting seeing this, particularly this year, the return to work messages coming out from a lot of big corporates. So this death of the office conversation that people were having did turn out not to be a reality, and a lot of people have been returning to work. I mean, we've seen traffic levels, for example, in Cape Town at almost back to normal. So I think there is a relative normality happening across the board, but there's still going to be immigration, and we will see immigration, particularly in the mid to upper side of the market, where people do have far more choice in terms of the ability to work remotely, and then again, depending on industry. But you are right, that is driven by costs. So where prices in Cape Town have sort of been accelerating and increasing on an ongoing basis, we're now seeing that out in regions like George, up the West Coast and also the North Coast, where prices are accelerating, and they will reach a point where people won't want to move it due to cost.
I also want to see, of course, as you say, that's part of the downscaling theme as well as trend. Upscaling, is that still affected at all?
Yeah, certainly. So upscaling in terms of looking for space, not wanting to be stuck again into a one-bedroom flat in sectional type of complex. I think a lot of people started realizing how close they are actually living to neighbors, spending so much time at home, particularly also when they're working at home now. So there certainly is an ongoing upscaling sort of trend. And upscaling comes from a different a few places. The one side is as your family grows, people are looking to upscale there, which is the traditional upscaling reason. But the big one is work from home and running a business from home. So we have seen unprecedented levels of work from home and business creation and entrepreneurship post-pandemic. I think people can sort of align with the fact that there's a lot of new business and business from home that have been created for up-and-coming entrepreneurs from home. So they are looking to upscale and work from home to minimize the costs of offices, for example.
Very true. And looking at that figure that you shared, you know, 14% of homemakers currently upscaling or upgrading their properties there. There's been a very interesting concept that's been shared with us over the last few months, and maybe really since the beginning of the pandemic, where the introduction of remote working actually led to a theme called semigrating, where some South Africans are thinking, well, you know, this fast-paced life of metropolitan areas is catching up with me. I think I need some space by the countryside or the coastline. Unpack this theme for us further and some of the stats that you can share.
Yeah, so I think you know, immigration is nothing new, and particularly in South Africa. We hear all the time about mass immigration and people leaving the country. But there's a lot of people who don't want to leave the country, but just want to live in parts of the country which are potentially safer and provide more from an affordability point of view, and also cater for their lifestyles better. And that's also that rings true across all age groups. Older generations tend to move down to the coast or to other regions because of retirement, whereas the younger generations now, because of remote working, can move to those areas earlier than before. So immigration has just accelerated and actually become more of a talking point and highlighted in the news than actually something that's increased over time. So it is quite an exciting space for the outlying areas and outlying towns.
And where are we immigrating to?
So, traditionally, it's always been Cape Town or the Western Cape. I mean, we've seen big increases in areas like George, Hermanus, and Plettenberg Bay. And then we're seeing, actually, interestingly, in Gauteng, people that aren't wanting to leave Gauteng moving to out towards harder Beaufort. And then the one that's been probably the most interesting has been the immigration out to Mpumalanga for lifestyle options there.
Definitely. Oh, sounds interesting. And I think that obviously speaks to the property pricing and property market dynamics that will influence those spaces too, where they're seeing a sense of buoyancy and resilience coming through there. I guess for many individuals, Grant, you know, we can talk about upgrading and downscaling as well as semigrating, but I guess timing is always the one factor that catches us off guard. How to evaluate when's the right time to actually decide to semigrate if one needs to, or even upscale or downscale their property?
Yeah, so I think from a timing perspective, you need to look at the market and you know, you don't want to be forced into a position where you have to sell. So, a few of the timing issues come security. I mean, it's a traditional South African issue around security of your home. And what is crime like in the area? Is it increasing? Or do you feel like you could be safe in certain areas? So looking at security and security issues in particular affect the price of your home. So in areas where crime is rife, obviously prices are affected. Whether or not your home needs a full-blown renovation and a complete renovation, there is a substantial cost to that. And these days, you know, sometimes a renovation may be more affordable than moving home, particularly the cost of buying, the cost of moving, or even the cost of building. And then you also need to look at areas and particularly areas that are on the increase because of demand. And again, there we look at the immigration areas that have been highlighted, the example of George in the Western Cape, Hermanus, those areas where prices are going up, and maybe you can capitalize on those values increasing, but then you need to consider where you're going to move to and what are you going to buy with the money that you've materialized from that your property. And then, that's just capitalizing on market demand, really, and increased demand in your area.
I'm assuming things like load shedding or alternative ways of actually making their home more comfortable are also a few factors that some homeowners are considering.
Yeah, definitely. I think off-grid living has almost become sort of a buzzword amongst luxury properties these days, and that's going to filter down into most properties. So providing for sort of energy options, maybe not solar at this stage, but inverter options, then solar, then off-water options in terms of tanks and collection points and filters. And then, just look at all the options to make your home, firstly, cheaper to run and cheaper to keep in place. I'm not relying on unfortunately, relying entirely on government infrastructure and giving people options. Certainly adds a lot more value to your property these days.
Yeah, definitely. If you just joined us, we are in conversation with Grant Smee, the MD of Only Realty Property Group, giving us some insight into some key themes that are influencing the property space in South Africa at the moment. Upscaling, downscaling, or semigrating. There's certain signs as to when many South Africans are looking to time the market, as to when to move and when to realign themselves when it comes to their base and the exposure to their residential property. One thing that you've also mentioned, Grant, that comes top of mind for many South Africans, especially in a residential space, is security, right? Everybody wants to make sure that when we lay our heads down at night on our pillows, that there's a sense of not only comfort, but security primarily to the areas or the properties that we actually reside in. How much of a driving force has this been in the short to medium term?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think security, and if we look at the sort of movement of people from up country, from Gauteng into the Western Cape, where I stay, we can certainly see that security is of primary concern for most people moving from Gauteng. So I think it's vitally important that you do consider security options around your property and look at the area. So look at the crime statistics, and there are statistics available via various websites these days. But certainly look at crime in your area and consider what effect that's going to have on your property. And then also investing in security in your not only your property, but also your neighborhood. And we're seeing certain definite value in neighborhood groups that are working together to make sure security in the neighborhood is great. And then obviously, again, security options on your property. So it certainly does have an effect on the overall area pricing as well as your own property.
Definitely. And also looking at areas that might be on the rise, especially when it does come to a key focus as to where investors might be looking to put their capital. You mentioned a few regarding semigration, but any others that might still speak to the metropolitan nodes?
Yeah. So I mean, I still think there's a large amount of value in Gauteng, certain pockets of Gauteng and Joburg. The East Rand continues to be an attractive sort of investment option in terms of return investment from a buy-to-let investor point of view. Student letting is an ongoing buzzword, and those options are around most tertiary facilities that where you need to cater to students, and student accommodation is certainly a shortfall around the country of beds for students. And then again, your sort of traveling zones, so your Airbnb type investments. And again, those are popular in both the holiday rental side as well as your business traveller side. So again, you're looking at options. I mean, out in Western Cape along the Bloberg stretch, and then Atlantic Seaboard as usual, and then in Gauteng, certainly places closer to Sandton that are convenient, and up in Pretoria around the commercial zones of Menlyn Park and Pretoria East. Mm-hmm. Those are all attractive sort of areas. And then, those are the main commercial zones. But again, there's great investment opportunities out in the north coast of KwaZulu-Natal as well. Lots of development happening out there and quite big opportunities for investors to look at making a return on the investment there.
Got you. To close off with, I can imagine you get this question a lot at the Braai, Grant. Is it a buyer's or a seller's market? There might be a few residential property investors out there who are looking to spot some opportunities, but sure, things are tight, especially given the tightened interest rate environment.
So nobody ever likes my answer around the Braai either, because
really?
my answer is always the same. Is it just really depends on which market you're looking at. The problem with having a conversation around the South African property market is it actually doesn't acknowledge that each individual area, town, city, suburb has its own sort of economic situation happening. So, you know, if I say the Cape Town property market is hot at the moment, I'd be sort of not telling the complete truth, because parts of the Cape Town are really good at the moment, parts aren't great, aren't the best at the moment. So I think it really depends on where you're looking. And I think the best thing to do is look where there's demand. If you're looking to invest, it also depends what you're looking to do. If you're looking to invest and provide a return on investment, look where there's a high demand of tenants but low supply of properties. If you're looking to buy a home, you know, just see how many properties on the market, what the prices are doing. And to be honest, you can watch how quickly those properties are selling to see whether it's a buyer's or seller's market. But certainly, again, the Western Seaboard at the moment in Cape Town is certainly a seller's market, and very little stock at the moment, lots of buyers. Whereas in Gauteng, pockets of Gauteng, and around the northern area of Joburg, it's almost certainly a buyer's market.
Interesting. Well, Grant, I can imagine that answer must be met with a lot of contention around the braai, but we appreciate your insight here nonetheless, and of course the insight that you've shared with us. Thank you again for your time this evening. That's Grant Smee, the MD of Only Realty Property Group, joining us on It's My House, our property feature.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.